All Business Media presents the Professionals Roundtable. Hear what's hot in the professional world. Timely topics to propel your career to the next level. Professionals Roundtable with Rick Delgado. Exclusively on All Business Media.
And welcome to All Business Media FM, where it's all business all the time. And yes, I'm your host, Rick Delgado. And welcoming back to the show right now is a lovely lady based out of Cincinnati, Ohio. She is a registered nurse, but more importantly, she is an author of two books, self-published author as well. You can go to her website, JanelleWhite.com. That's Janelle, JanelleWhite.com. That's JanelleWhite.com. Or you can even email her, JanelleWhite@Yahoo.com. How about a nice round of applause for the aforementioned Janelle White? Janelle, welcome back to the show, and how are you?
Having me on the show.
All right. Well, thank you for taking the time out to join us. Now, I know it's been a few weeks since we talked, so can you do me a favor and just tell everybody a little bit about yourself and exactly what you do?
Okay, well, I am a registered nurse, and also I'm a poet and author of two books. They're self-published. basically, I have worked. I also have became a medical assistant later on in life. And that was the reason why I did that was because I always wanted to do that, but also I had back problems, and I decided that I wanted to stay pretty much focused in the field where my studies of nursing, but it all worked out where I'm still working as a nurse as well.
Well, that's good.
Uh-huh.
And now, what led you to write two books, which are very different in what they're about as well?
Yes. Actually, to tell you the truth, when I started writing these books, I decided... First of all, with Growing Up Poetry, my kids' book, I was inspired by children's nursery rhymes. That's what started me out with writing that. And
right.
Also, I had a project at school where the teacher had us to write a poetry book of our favorite poems. And luckily for me, my grandmother had obtained a copy of some children's poems, and I was able to read them, and I enjoyed them. So I made an A on that project.
But that's good.
My career was I love to read books and I love animals. And I'd always wanted to be a nurse since I was young.
Right.
I was inspired by a nurse who, when your children is scary, getting childhood vaccination. And she was so sweet. And I said, well, when I grow up, I want to be a nurse.
Right.
Uh-huh.
Well, that's great. And of course, like I mentioned, you're an author of these two books, one of which is called The Easiest Short Long-Term Plan for Saving Money. You know, which of course helps everybody save money, because that's one thing that people just don't do correctly these days.
No, they don't. See, people, they think they take the time to do it, but sometimes they dip into it. But the beauty of my plan is that you start out by saving based on two steps. It's unique in the fact that it is the only plan out there, and you can visually see what you'll save before it happens. It's easy to save your money regardless of your job, your debt, occupation, or your income, and it involves only two steps. The way it's easy to understand is it involves basic math. You don't have to be a financial guru or an investor to use this plan.
Right.
And it's universal in the fact that it benefits everyone. Anyone who works a 9-to-5 job, if you want to save for retirement, vacations, or teachers that want to teach kids coming along how to save money at an early age.
Right. Yeah, and you can get a copy of the book going through the website, JanelleWhite.com. That's JanelleWhite.com. You'll see both books on there, one of which is Growing Up Poetry, and the other, the one we were just talking about, Easiest Short Long-Term Plan for Saving Money, both by the author Janelle White. You can get those at Amazon, Books A Million, or Barnes & Noble. And also, like I said, you can just go through the website and just click right through the link. She made it very easy for you. Hey, now, from what I understand, Janelle, you want to do some reading from some of the books, right?
Yes, I do. But can I say something first?
Yeah.
I would like to say, what I wanted to say was, I want to say, my prayers go out to all the people of the hurricane, earthquake disasters, and those who have suffered from the forest fires in
right.
California,
okay.
Montana, Oregon, probably other places as well.
Yeah, it seems like a lot's going on this week, huh?
Yes, a lot. Absolutely, yeah.
Pretty crazy.
So I could start off, you want me to go ahead, and I could go ahead and read this first poem, if it's okay with everyone.
Yeah, again, you're going to be reading from your children's book, Growing Up Poetry.
Yeah.
This one is a collection of poems, correct?
Yeah, Yes, correct. Uh-huh.
Right. And now, which one are you going to be reading, and where did this one come from?
Okay, this one is I created because of, as I say, I spend a lot of time walking in parks. I love to walk a lot. It's one of my hobbies I like to do. And, you know, you pick up on things when you walk. You see things that you wouldn't see ordinarily sometimes when you're driving. You do see things when you're driving, but you pretty much pay attention when you're walking. This one's called Stars, and it's on page 13 of my book, Growing Up Poetry.
All right.
And it goes like this. Stars are like sparkles in the sky that twinkle through the night, like a lantern in the sky, how pretty in the night. Why they twinkle is unclear. It is a mystery. I only know they're beautiful for all the world to see.
And again, that's your poem, Stars.
Yes.
Right.
Page 13.
Page 13 of Growing Up Poetry. Now, uh-huh. What inspired you to write about stars? Was it, again, just walking through, like you said?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Just walking through, looking up at the stars. And, you know, one of the poems, you remember the poem Twinkle, Twinkle, Little Star?
Yeah.
As a nursery rhyme. I love that poem. And I started thinking, I said, well, how can I write this in a different way, in a different manner? So that's what inspired me to write it.
All right. And now you said this, when you did this book, Growing Up Poetry, did you do all the artwork as well?
Yes, I did.
And each page has a corresponding piece of art that goes with it, I'm assuming?
Yes, it does.
Yeah, because on the website, all you see is the cover. She's not going to give out the, let you read the book on the website. That would be silly, because then you wouldn't read the book.
Yes, but there are pictures in there. Each poem has a picture.
Right. All right. Mm-hmm. Well, very good. So now, what about the next poem?
Okay, the next poem is called Treehouse, and I was inspired to write this because when I was little, I grew up with my grandparents, and my grandmother's daughter had a playhouse that her father built for her. So instead of a playhouse, I changed it to Treehouse. And so this poem is on page 29 of my book, Growing Up Poetry, and it goes like this. My dad built me a treehouse. What a special place for me. It's quiet, peaceful, and a lot of fun for all my friends and me. I climb up either by ladder or rope and play with games all day. All my secrets and all my dreams are hidden and locked away. Things I like to do and see are all the stuff that make up dreams. For every kid like you and me, a treehouse is the place to be.
And again, that's your poem called Treehouse.
Treehouse, mm-hmm.
Right. And so are you taking this from, much like Stars, you said was inspired because when you're walking around and you're looking up at the sky, you're kind of thinking about the stars. Was this something from your childhood that you hearkened back to?
Yes. My aunt had a playhouse where we grew up, and we played in it all the time.
Right. Now, was it a playhouse or was it up in a tree? Because everybody likes the idea of climbing up something.
Right. But this one was a playhouse, so I just changed it a little bit. And, of course, I've always wanted a treehouse. And so I decided to write a poem what it would be like to be in a treehouse. You know, with the joys that we had growing up, me and my siblings, playing in the playhouse. I think every little kid has, like, a special place they go to. Like little clubs and things like that.
Yeah, I one time built an underground fort.
Oh, did you?
Yes. We dug it out. Me and my friends dug it out. We took all plywood pieces and 2x4s and, kind of put it over the top. It was just a big hole in the ground.
Right.
But that was our place. That was where we hung out. You know, we had the the plywood over the top. We covered it with dirt and other tree branches and stuff so it would be hidden. But, of course, the bad kids, they found it.
Right.
And they ruined it.
Oh.
So we
sounded like a neat place.
Yeah, it was all right. It was a hole in the ground. To be honest, I think we dragged, the old car seats that, the old, bench.
Oh, yeah.
Bench seating the cars used to have. I think we found one of those. We dragged it into the woods, threw it in the hole. We put everything in the hole first and then covered it like that was the roof.
Right. Oh, wow.
Yeah. So
that's great.
It was probably definitely a death trap at some point, but we didn't care.
Oh. Yeah. And when you're kids, you don't think of things.
No,
like
of course not.
Uh-huh.
That would be interesting, though, because if I had to write a poem about it, I'd probably call it Death Trap.
Oh, wow. Yeah. I had a joy writing these poems. It was a lot of fun.
Right. Now, are these a collection of, like, poems throughout the years, or did you, or was it, you know what, you decided to do this book, and you just started writing poems for them?
Well, they kind of came all within, like, the same year.
Okay.
I was writing them off and on throughout the year.
Right.
And, I just started collecting them and writing them, and then did the artwork on them.
Right.
Some of the artwork is abstract, but some of it is more, like, professional. Some of them are just abstract. I try to write it in a way or draw it in a way that kids could relate to it. And a lot of kids, they love the pictures. They talk about the brightness of them, how they enjoy looking at them.
Right. Now when you were doing some of these poems, because again, you're reflecting back on some things of your past too for the inspiration for something like this, because I don't think you're playing in a treehouse right now, are you?
Oh, no.
No.
But I wish I had one.
Right. So when you did that, did you, like, reach out to these people, like, you know, people from your past, be like, hey, you know what, do you remember that, you know, that playhouse we used to play in? Do you remember any like, did you kind of have to look for some specifics to kind of refresh your mind of, like, oh, that's right, we did this, and we had that, and that kind of thing?
Yeah, but basically a lot of my siblings and I played together. It was about four siblings that I had. Some of the neighborhood kids would come over and we'd play. But there's, you know, a lot of things. We had games and we played outdoors. Toys that we played with, things like that.
Right. That'd be interesting to kind of have those friends and those siblings again. Here's what I wrote about, you know, the playhouse. See what you think.
Yeah.
Again, we're talking to author Janelle White. She's the author of two books that you can get on her website, JanelleWhite.com. That's JanelleWhite.com. You can get both of those books either, and the best way to do it is just go to the website, JanelleWhite.com, because she's already made it easy for you by putting the tabs for Amazon, Books A Million, and Barnes & Noble right there. So if you want to purchase them, you just click on the tab, boom, it pops you right over to that website, and you can throw it in your basket and buy it, and it'll be shipped to your house from Amazon or Books A Million or Barnes & Noble right to your house, and you can get reading on those, especially the one with the finance, because let's face it, you know, everybody needs a little help saving money these days, right, Janelle?
Absolutely, yes. And I forgot to mention, the savings plan book that I wrote is also available as an e-book. It's also on that website as well.
Oh, very nice.
And you can also walk into any bookstore, Barnes & Noble, Book A Million. They said that they can order it right there from you because it's on print on demand. Eventually, I'm hoping to get them into the bookstores, but they're right now print on demand. So if you, people that don't have access to a computer or website, you can go into the stores to get them.
Right, and that's helpful as well. Again, if you're walking by Barnes & Noble, just pop in and say, this is what I want. They'll get it for you. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, I do want to go over some of the reviews of some of your books, okay?
Okay.
All right, we'll do that right after the break with our guest, okay, Janelle White, right here on All Business Media FM.
The next step to following your dreams is closer than you think. KDMA and the Actors Studio is an established, reputable talent management and services agency based on the East Coast. Actors, models, singers, voiceover artists, and live entertainers trust their careers with KDMA. Not only does KDMA advise and market talent, they provide talent with the necessary tools to be successful in today's demanding entertainment industry, offering in-house classes, coaching, photo and video services, reel and audio production, showcases, seminars, and more. KDMA makes talent development and advancement simple and affordable. For more information about talent representation and services at KDMA and the Actors Studio, visit KDMA and theactorstudio.com. That's KDMA and theactorstudio.com. Let KDMA take your career to the next level.
Are you ready to take back your voice and your personal power? If so, then Miriam Vineyard can help you. As a life coach, she can help you go from where you are in life and move forward to where you want to be, working in personal development, empowerment, goal achievement, and relationship revival. If you're ready to take back control of your life, then schedule now at vineyardsofhope.com. That's vineyardsofhope.com. She offers free 5-day classes every month. She also offers a 5-week paid course on the architecture of a goal that starts April 3rd, 2017. Details can also be found on vineyardsofhope.com. That's vineyardsofhope.com. Vineyards of Hope. Let the grapes of hope quench the thirst for change. Vineyards of Hope. Take back your life.
All Business Media presents the Professionals Roundtable. Hear what's hot in the professional world. Timely topics to propel your career to the next level. Professionals Roundtable with Rick Delgado. Exclusively on All Business Media.
And welcome back to All Business Media FM. I'm your host, Rick Delgado. And again, we're sitting with our guest, Janelle White. You can go to the website, JanelleWhite.com. She made life very easy for herself. You know what? Here's my name. Here's my website, JanelleWhite.com. JanelleWhite.com. She's a self-publishing author as well as a registered nurse. She also did a couple readings for us. So Janelle, thank you so much for joining us today. We appreciate it. And she read a couple poems from her children's book, which is Growing Up Poetry, which is the name of it, which you can get on her website. And she read to us, I should say, two poems. One of which was called Stars. The other one called Treehouse. Now let me ask you this: how many poems are in this book, by the way?
Yeah, I have to make a correction on that. The last time I spoke with you, I said 48. The book, the pages numbers of the book are 45.
Okay.
So I'm thinking it's close to like 40, 44 some poems maybe. Because you have to count the other pages, the title pages and things like that.
Right. Well, I won't hold you to account.
That's okay. So it's a total of the book is 45 pages.
Right. So and it's an easy quick read, and it's for kids, right?
Yes, it is.
Right.
Uh-huh.
Now,
I forgot to mention something about the savings plan book also.
Okay.
If people wanted to purchase the paperback, I switched publishers, and the new publisher I'm with right now, with the savings plan book, they highlighted the examples. All the examples in the books are highlighted, so I just wanted to bring that to the audience.
Now, what do you mean they highlighted the examples? What does that mean?
So they'd be easier to read, so you could see.
Oh, okay. Quickly. So inside the book.
Inside the book.
Right. Uh-huh. So in other words, to see those highlighted examples, you have to buy the book,
right.
And of course, okay. Now that makes sense. I wasn't sure what you were talking about, but
I'm sorry.
That's okay. But let me ask you this, Janelle, because you know, as a writer now, as an author, which you can call yourself. What is that process like? Because, you know, you said you kind of grew up with loving to write and stuff like that. But then, of course, you take on, you know, being a nurse and being an RN and a quote-unquote normal life. But you still kind of have that writing bug going on. What is your process like? How do you get started? Do you keep, like, a pad by your bed in case you get an inspiration or something like that?
Yes, that's how it started. If I started to getting... like ideals, I would write them down. I would jot them down. Poems would come to me, I would write them down. And then I would rework them. If they didn't, I wanted to make sure that they sounded right or sounded okay to me, and would add on different words, different phrases or whatever. So that's how I started out doing that. With the savings plan book, it was a little bit different. It came in a dream, and I just, the next morning, got up and wrote it down.
Right. Now, what do you mean it came to you in a dream? What does that mean?
It was just in a dream. Like, when I was sitting at the table thinking about how can I save money while I still am paying my bills. You know, you put that before yourself before you go to sleep at night. And then the next morning you wake up and you get an answer.
All
right. It's strange, but that's how it happens to me.
Well, you know what? We all get our inspirations from various ways, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Yes.
You know, so like you said, one inspiration came to you by walking through the park and looking up and seeing the stars in the sky, and that was your inspiration to write the poem Stars.
Yes.
Right. So it does come in all different forms. Now you said you had some reviews that you wanted to go over as well, right?
Yes, I do, and a few testimonials I wanted to share.
Okay.
I guess it'd be best just for me to just read them to you.
Yeah.
To let you know what people have said.
Okay. And are you going to preface this by saying what they're for as well?
Yes.
Okay.
Uh-huh. Well, the first testimonial that I had was regarding the savings plan book, Easiest Short Long-Term Plan for Saving Money. A co-worker of mine, Melanie, and her husband, they had bought the book, and she said to me, "My husband and I really love your book. It's the easiest plan ever. It makes a lot of sense." And
okay.
Then Bob S., stated, he was one of the ones that did my press release for a piece of cake PR, stated this book will change how the money saves, I mean how the world saves money.
That's great.
And Growing Up Poetry, another co-worker of mine, other people as well that had bought the book, my dentist, my doctor, stated that Diane T. stated, my grandkids had me to sit and read the book to them for 2 hours. We love the book. She finally told me she had to tell the kids, well, we got to get up, we got to fix dinner. We can't sit here all day. We got to fix dinner. So
that's great.
Uh-huh. The review of Growing Up Poetry, these are reviews. Ann S. of Homeschooling Community Library stated, this is the perfect introduction to poetry. The verses and pictures are cute and whimsical. Many adults read it after their little ones have gone to bed.
Right.
This hardcover book is a wonderful introduction to poetry for little ones. This is a very good quality book. You'll have it in your homeschool library for years to come. And I have to add that just recently, in my hometown, Cincinnati, Ohio, our library, the public library of Cincinnati and Hamilton County, just added Growing Up Poetry to their books, and being put in there.
Oh, very nice! Congratulations.
Thank you.
Now, do you have any plans to try and reach out to, because you did mention that one from the homeschool teacher. Have you thought about reaching out to maybe other, teaching facilities or even schools and offering the book there as well?
Yes, I have. I have done. I've tried to do that. I'm in the process of doing that right now. A lot of times, I really have to research on that because I'm not really sure how to go about doing that. But I will touch base with the librarian to find out as well. But yes, I would love to do that. I think the libraries, they belong with a whole big network.
Right.
And they could probably promote it to the schools as well.
Yeah, not only that, maybe you offer yourself as, to do a reading, how some authors do that at like Barnes & Noble. Offer it up to the kids, after school, come here. The author of Growing Up Poetry is going to be live at the library.
That's an excellent idea, and something I will pursue.
Yeah,
I've done book signings. I had a book signing with my last publisher at the AARP convention in Miami, Florida. And we were doing a promotional at the time, a savings plan book. All my books were gone. They said any books that were left over, we would have to take back with us.
Right.
So I was glad because I didn't want to. There's only so much you can carry on the airplane.
Right. Yeah. Exactly. That's great. And you were going to say something?
Oh yeah, I was going to read the last review.
Oh okay, go ahead.
Okay, Anne B was a reviewer from readersfavorite.com, and you can find this review. It's just go on readersfavorite.com and click on the main area, the main part. And then put the name of my book, and it'll have a scroll-down bar on it. It'll show my name by my book. And you just click on that, and you'll find the review underneath my book. Well, this was early on. We made some corrections, alterations with the book. But at the time, the last...
Hello?
Kids pointed to the pictures and smiled. Their favorite poem is The Sun. We read it over and over again. Children will enjoy this book, and grandmothers will enjoy reading it to them.
Right. Yeah, what's funny is that as you were about to start that reading of that review, that was the one I was going to point out because it mentions the poem The Sun. I was wondering if you wanted to read that one as well.
Well, yes, absolutely. I could do that.
Okay.
A lot of the kids love that one.
All right. Just consider me a gigantic kid.
Huh?
I said, just consider me a gigantic kid sitting here waiting for you to read your poem.
Okay. The Sun is on page 35 of Growing Up Poetry. And let me see, I have that flag. Here it is. Okay, it's a short poem. I kept my poems short for children's purposes because it is a children's book.
Right.
There are some long poems in there as well.
Right, but again, some of the reviews stated, this perfect introductory book for kids and poems.
Mm-hmm. Okay, this is called The Sun on page 35. Okay, and it goes like this. I got a little girl laying on the lawn, and the sunrise is coming up. Get up early, wash right up. Then you'll see the sun come up. It's shining brightly in the sky, rising up, way up high. Nature's own natural light. What a spectacular and beautiful sight. I am lying on the lawn to see the world wake up to dawn. For the sun to rise so high, I'm glad I'm up to see it rise. So that's the sign in Roanoke Poetry.
Right. And that's, what page is that on again?
Page 35.
Page 35 of Growing Up Poetry. That is the poem entitled The Sun, read to you and, of course, written by our guest, Janelle White. She is the author as well as the publisher for the books. You can go to the website, JanelleWhite.com. That's her website, Janelle White, J-E-N-N-E-L-L-E, White.com. She's based out of Cincinnati, Ohio. If you're interested in a kid's book, great kid's book, great introduction to poems and poetry itself. Growing Up Poetry is the name of the book. You can get that on her website, as well as the easiest short, long-term plan for saving money. Both books are available right now on JanelleWhite.com. You can also send her an email, JanelleWhite@Yahoo.com. And, of course, Janelle, thank you so much for being our guest today. We appreciate it.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it. Thank you.
You're very welcome. And thank you again for spending the time with us. And we'll be back with more on All Business Media right after these words.
All Business Media presents the Professionals Roundtable. Hear what's hot in the professional world. Timely topics to propel your career to the next level. Professionals Roundtable with Rick Delgado. Exclusively on All Business Media.
When I was little, I didn't talk for a long time. I liked things to always be the same. Anything new or different would scare and upset me. I was very sensitive to lights and sounds. It was almost like I had bigger eyes and ears than everyone else. So I built secret hiding places where nothing could get in. I didn't like looking people in the eye. It made me feel uncomfortable. I'd throw big tantrums over little things like when my socks didn't match. Sometimes I'd do the same things over and over. Until one day, I found out I had autism. My family got me help. Slowly, I learned how to live with it better.
You can see signs of autism in children as young as 18 months. Early intervention can make a lifetime of difference. Learn the signs at autismspeaks.org/signs. Brought to you by Autism Speaks and the Ad Council.